questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio here again is our dear friend Sheikh Nur Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you a lot for joining us, dear Sheikh. Our question today is a short and simple one, but perhaps the answer is going to be long. And the question, it is as follows. What is the best way to reach a high level of taqwa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, it sounds to be simple in theory.
In theory.
But if you want to practice it, maybe it's a little bit difficult to do that.
Yes.
You see that what is a best way for reaching the highest level of taqwa? Talking about the taqwa and to be a way, if you translate taqwa, you know, we have different translation about that. For example, a God-centered person.
Piety. God-wary,
that's yes. Mentioned, yes. God-conscious. We have different translation of that, but right. None of them can convey the reality of taqwa. Or, for example, you can say to be away from committing any sin or error, as, for example, many scholars advise us to not to commit any sin and to be abide by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some of the, let's say, consequences of the muttaqi person, a God-conscious person. Anyway, but after all, the general meaning of that is clear for the, especially for Muslims who are talking about this issue. And of course, this is a main, believe it or not, this is a main in Islamic spirituality. How can I reach the highest level of that? Maybe according to Al-Muraqibat, which has been written by Sheikh Maliki Tabrizi, one of the prominent Shia scholars, especially in the field of spirituality, he, in the introduction of that great masterpiece, he said that if you want to reach, of course, I'm paraphrasing the concept of that issue, the highest level of taqwa, you have to start it from your heart, purity of heart. Without purification of hearts, you cannot achieve the highest level of taqwa. And of course, he mentioned more than that, you cannot have a righteous action. Because your action stems from your heart. If you do not have pure and clean heart, consequently, your action cannot be purified and righteous one. So, right. How can I do that? He said that the beginning of that is kind of prevention from whispering of Satan. He mentioned the khawatir. Something occurs in your mind and some kind of satanic whispering and satanic, temptation of the Satan, you know.
Right. Maybe just, we can... just a stray thought.
Yes. Because when we are busy in this material life, there are lots of temptation and whispering of Satan. Comes and go out.
Constantly, dear Sheikh.
Yes. Of course, when it comes and going out from your mind, because you cannot stop it, and some kind of that, to some extent, is out of my willpower, it cannot cause any problem. But one remain in your mind and you extend it yourself by your will and power, extend it and expand it. In that case, and it remain in your heart, okay, it cause a problem.
Okay. Right.
And you have to stop it. And if you cleanse your heart and your mind from this temptation of Satan, what is the outcome of that? The outcome of that becomes, you know, righteous action that you practice. So he starts from the beginning, okay? If you have pure intention, pure mind, and then pure heart, then you know, stop from any kind of satanic temptation and not to expand on satanic temptation, then you will have the, inshallah, the righteous action. So, as I said, this is a first step of that. And another step is to always be among faithful brothers and sisters. For example, going to mosque, Husseiniya, and different places which are the gathering of purified Muslims, you know, practicing Muslims. Because we have in different narrations of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, that they always be among the righteous people. Pay visit to your brothers and sisters who are faithful ones. I want to say that the to be among the Islamic environment.
In an Islamic community. Associate yourself with Islamic communities, centers, basically mosque, a community.
Not to be alone. Because we have in narration, when you are alone, when you are into your isolation, Satan comes.
You're never quite alone.
Yes.
Right.
And because of that, we have been encouraged to always, when you are alone, always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. The great emphasis, I said that, for example, I remember one narration from Imam al-Ridha, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that always be among your, you know, among Muslim community, among your brothers and sisters, pay visit to them. And if you do that, you actually paid visit to me as your Imam. Very astonishing narration. So it showed that how important, you know,
this fellowship community is.
This fellowship community, my brother, it is very important because you see that by the social media, always they invite us to be alone, to always check your social media, okay, to be engaged with yourself.
Something else, dear Sheikh, and it's a problem I've noticed with myself and also with many people who want to reach this high level of piety, of being very religious, and you always see these types of persons, they want to do ibadah worship in isolation. They want to go alone in their room and sit alone and turn off the lights and do ibadah there alone. While their family is sitting in the living room, perhaps, and their fathers are sitting and their wives and children, they leave them alone, go and pray alone. Or some who say, I must go to the mosque and pray alone, not with my family. Or they take their families with them and leave them in the mosque and they go in a quiet corner and pray. So basically, I say they do their worship in isolation, alone, because they, for good reasons, they think they are afraid of riya. They are afraid of showing themselves off. They are afraid of this being, of the sincerity, the tawajjuh and ikhlas, of not being to Allah, but to those who look at them. And that's their logic. So this sickness, if we might call it a sickness, right, is this a proper way of reaching taqwa?
Exactly, I understand it. I really got the point that what you're talking about. You see that about those people who want to have a spiritual wayfaring toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly, yes.
You see, the main point here is that you should always be away from some evil environments. For example, from waste talk, those people who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ignorant people, you want to be away from those community and from those environments. This is recommended and this is, it has been encouraged in our narrations. But on the other hand, we have a lot of encouragement, and as I mentioned, go to the Islamic environment, those people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يُذَكِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ رُؤْيَتُهُ
Right.
those people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we should go to those community, to among righteous people, and to pay visit to them, your brothers who are faithful people. Go to mosque, for example, sitting in mosque. You see how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you by mere sitting in mosque.
Right.
As if you have sit in the paradise. You know, it has been a lot of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. Or for example, in the station of the recitation, some of the memory of Karbala and the Majalis al-Husayni.
You do a majlis, yes, a gathering, talk about the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, about the Prophet. So much thawab and rewards.
It has a lot of reward, but believe it, it has great impact on the spirituality of human being. Very great impact. I cannot mention how much when you go to the Majalis al-Husayniyah, the ceremony of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and the, for example, preacher comes and talk about the memory of Karbala, about Ahlul Bayt, about Imam Az-Zaman, the last savior of humanity. It has a lot of impact on your spirituality. You see?
Right.
So I want to say that those people who mention that you go to the idolation, these are, first of all, it is not accepted because وَرَحْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَأُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that kind of isolation from people, to have some kind of, to be away from people and to have this mystic life, go to the cave, it is not acceptable in Islam. Okay?
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse of Noble Quran and in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, they talk about paying visit to people. Of course, nice people who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having this Islamic environment, be among people, but your heart must be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important, my brother.
That's why we ask this question, because we've seen this many times. People who are just starting to become religious, they look at their fellow Muslims, they say, and they see that they are not as religious as they are. They are faithful. But there's a difference in the level of religiousness, if you might call it that. And so they shy away from them. And they do not attend their gatherings because they think in their mind, and we know that this is waswasa from shaitan. He convinces him, shaitan, that these are Muslims, but they are not as faithful as you are. So you cannot go to their gatherings. It is better for you to go sit alone in your room and do tasbih.
No, it is not, as you mentioned, most of those, whispering, they come from Satan. And we have, for example, as I mentioned, for the advices of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam to community of Shia, that always visit each other. Okay, this is important for those people. Of course, maybe you say that I could not find the most righteous people, as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, those people who are foremost people. Of course, in that time and era, maybe you cannot find those prominent, faithful, staunch followers of Ahlul Bayt. But at least to some extent, you can find...
Yes, to the Muslims.
To some extent, you can find a lot of people who are nice people, righteous people to some extent. Of course, you should pay visit to them, be among them, and establishing and maintaining this relationship with the fellow brother and sister, it has a lot of reward and it has a lot of benefit for spiritual wayfarer.
And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you, dear Sheikh, for joining us today. And also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن